From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting shaky ceasefire holds in Syria. Opposing forces in the Syrian civil war are observing a ceasefire for a second day, despite claims of breaches from both sides. The French news agency reports that Russia is blaming Turkey for 9 violations since the truce began Saturday. Syrian state media claimed mortars were fired into rural areas of Latakia province, and a senior Saudi Arabian official alleges Syrian and Russian forces committed ceasefire violations in Syria. Reformists appear to be making big gains in Iran's elections. Early returns on Sunday indicate candidates who favor engagement with the West will win all 30 parliamentary seats from Tehran. Final results from Friday's vote are expected Monday. Irish voters, tired of austerity measures, have apparently dealt a blow to the existing coalition government of Prime Minister Enda Kenny. Mr. Kenny, the leader of the centre-right Fine Gael party, says his government will not be returned to office. Voters Saturday turned to an array of independent and anti-austerity parties, leaving Ireland facing the need for protracted negotiations to form a new governing coalition. Ireland is still counting votes, with final results expected Monday. The Somali president and the leaders of countries contributing to the African Union force in Somalia, AMISOM, are calling for the immediate resumption of military operations against the Al-Shabaab militant group. That call came during a one-day summit in Djibouti by the heads of states. In recent months, Al-Shabaab has launched high-profile attacks against AMISOM and Somali government military bases, killing scores of soldiers. This is VOA News.